Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, August 25th, 2014. Freestyle is an audio diary of my life and what a life it's turning into. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, 30 podcasts in 30 days for the month of August. And if you want to find out more, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Find out more about me and my podcast. Go to chuckchat.com. All kinds of fun over there. Today was online class day, and I got to tell you, I really don't like delivering classes online. Wow, there is far, far less feedback, and it is harder to get the energy than it is in a classroom full of even four people. I had 12 to 14, depending on what time of day it was, in the class today, and tried to keep it upbeat, but you really can't. It's hard. Even when you make wisecracks, you don't know if they're working or not. There's no feedback, and you don't know if the people are paying attention on the other end. I get the feeling they were because they had all the same questions we did 2 weeks ago about what was the password for this, because nobody was listening then either. Even though it's written in the manual and I said it and I wrote it on a whiteboard, they still asked the question. So that happens. I know I've been in that situation before where I miss some instructions or whatever. But very hard to deliver class this way. I'm glad I don't have to do this too many times. There were three or four internal trainers. Hopefully they'll be taking over and rebranding and cleaning up all this mess that I made. But it's going pretty well in terms of the schedule. We were at this point a couple weeks ago in San Diego. We were done with the day one material about mid-afternoon. We ended a full day ahead. So we did 3 days of training and 2 days back then. I am now right about where I want to be. The schedule is back on track. I think there's a better pace. Going online means you have to go slower, repeat a bunch of things, show the demos that, or show the lab exercises rather than walk through them with the class. So it seems very much more repetitious. Hopefully it's more valuable to the people that are taking this class, and they'll enjoy it more. Dragon Con news. I printed the bingo cards last night. Julie and I forgot to mention that. We printed them yesterday. Thank you very much once again, Mad Mar, for the list of words. I think if the conversation throughout the show is not hitting on some of those words, I'm just going to start barking them out like Tourette's. Netflix! Let's just see what happens with that. People wonder what's going on. We'll explain. You have bingo cards. Listen for the words. It's one way to get your audience to pay attention, right? Give them bingo cards and offer them a prize. We had more ideas today floating around the Facebook thread that Craig and Scott and Clinton and I are doing for the parade and the cosplay and the live show. But we are out of time to entertain more ideas. Craig said, hey, I could do this. No, I don't have time. Clinton was saying, oh, I should do. No, never mind. I don't have time. Really looking forward to what we do have. I think it's going to be a great first run. We have worked harder and done more planning on this than any other parade. Well, we've done four in the past, and they've all been Men in Black. So Clinton wins for originality each year, changing up his costume. Craig and I pretty much stayed the same. So this year, with Star Trek and with Futurama, and there's a mosquito buzzing around my face in the garage, we should have a whole bunch of more fun. Having a lot of fun with it right now. Moving news, nice work to my wife Donna. She did an awesome job cleaning up what was left in the garage. There's just a little bit left in some boxes and some other stuff. A lot of donations, mostly Lisa's stuff. Her room looks absolutely nothing like it did a couple of nights ago before she left. There is a bed on a frame in the room, not in the closet. The doors are on the closet. The nightstand is next to the bed, and there's a trunk at the foot of the bed. That's it. That's all that's in there. It's a beautiful hardwood floor. You can actually see the hardwood. And we've stayed there the last couple of nights because we have special pillows and comforter and whatnot in our master bedroom that we just don't feel like tearing down and building up every night, so we're staying in Lisa's room. It's easier to make the bed and get stuff ready, and we'll just go get dressed in our room and be on with our day. So thank you very much, Donna, for that. On the bad news, this is the tough part. I am losing enthusiasm for any new projects that come up in this house. I really want it sold.
our washing machine is on its last legs. The main bearings are shot, and when that thing is spinning, it sounds like there is a subway going by for 5 minutes right below you. It's not off balance, it's just noisy. And I thought, it's just got to make it three more weeks. What happens tonight? Oh no, the washer doesn't dry. The washer doesn't die. The dryer dies. Our gas dryer that we've had since day one just up and decided to tank. You turn the dial, you close the door, you push the button, and nothing happens. I don't have the enthusiasm to fix anything. I just as soon ditch it and go to the laundromat for the next 3 weeks and say, oh, sorry, future homeowner, there's no washer and dryer for you. They both died. But I'm not buying new appliances, and I know it's going to cost a couple hundred to get them fixed, and I get no value out of fixing these things. So it's frustrating. And the other thing, there's got to be two, and I'm sure there will be three because these crazy things come in threes. Oh, wait, would the sink drain be one of them that I was trying to repair a few weeks ago? The second one tonight is the two-tube fluorescent fixture in our mudroom. The breezeway between the garage and the kitchen went out. So now I have to replace that or find new bulbs or find new ballast or whatever. But usually by the time I find bulbs and ballast, it's the cost of a new fixture anyway. So I got to fix that. And that's, you know, again, more money I just don't need to spend. I just as soon rather get out of this house and be done with it. I've lost all enthusiasm, and it just seems like things are ganging up on me just to have fun now. Hey, let's burn this out or blow that out. You know, I'm looking at the garage door opener thinking, at least it's not the middle of winter. So anyway, that's the fun I'm having. I just got a reminder to do Dog Days of Podcast. Hey, I'm doing it right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with all the Dog Days of Podcast. If you want to find more of them, you can go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com where there's a master feed and you can get all of them magically downloaded to your favorite podcatching client like I do on my phone. You can find me at chuckchat.com, and thank you again, 101.